Arabic. I don't remember the sounds rising from below my breastbone, though I spoke that golden language with the girls of Beirut, playing hopscotch on the hot asphalt. We called out to our mothers for lemonade, and when the men walking home from work stooped down, slipped us coins for candy, we thanked them. At the market, I understood the bargaining of the butcher, the vendors of fig and bread. In Arabic, I whispered into the tufted ears of a donkey, professing my love. And in Arabic, I sang at school or dreamt at night. There is an Arab saying, "Sad are only those who understand." What did I know then of the endless trail of losses? In the years that have passed, I've buried a lover, a brother, a son. At night, the low drum roll of bombs eroded the edges of the city. The girls, who knows what has been taken from them? For a brief season, I woke to a man who would whisper to me in Arabic, then tap the valley of my sternum, ask me to repeat each word, coaxing the rusty syllables from my throat. "See," he said, "they're still there, though even that memory is faint." And maybe he was right. What's gone is not quite gone, but lingers. Not the language, but the bones of the language. Not the beloved, but the dark bed the beloved makes inside our bodies.